Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 28 of Love Every Day. Today is January 28th, and this is week 4, day 5. I'm your host, Jesse Marks, joined by Thomas Kunz today.
Yo, what's up, guys? I'm TK. Thanks for joining us. It is good to be back on the podcast.
Yeah, it's been a little bit since we've had you on here.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, I'm not hurt by it at all. You know, I'm not offended. No, but it's good to be back for sure.
Yeah. Hey, me and John have been just grinding these out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've noticed that. Putting out some good content. I like it.
Yeah. It's good to have you on here. I love what you say, and I love just the things that we talk about when you and me are on here.
Yeah, me too. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I don't really feel like I say much most of the time, but those little things that I do say, like those bits that I do say, definitely have some meat for people to chew on.
Quality over content, right?
Exactly. So what's today's prompt, Jesse?
Yeah, so today's prompt is your story matters.
Ooh, okay, that's a good one. This one, definitely, there's a lot of stuff we could say. Definitely a lot of stuff we could say here.
Yeah, I mean, I really like this prompt because it really goes hand in hand with what we do here at Love Every Day, which is just a conversation between two people, three people, or however many people we got on here at times. and it's just a conversation, just talking about what we think, what we love, what we live through. And it's just a conversation about our story. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. We're sharing our story and what we've learned through our very short life so far to maybe give other people perspective and something to think about, you know?
Something that I truly believe is, regardless of how old you are, whether you're 80 years old, 10, or anywhere in between, you have something to say. You have experience, and you have something to say, because I don't think it matters how old you are. You know, people always say, you know, that wisdom comes with age, or whatever the saying is. I don't think that's true.
I don't agree with that.
Wisdom is just comes to just whoever has it. Everyone lives through unique experiences, and they have unique perspectives. And I think everyone can learn.
Yeah, exactly. Wisdom comes through experience. Yeah. Wisdom comes with experience, not with age.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, older people don't have wisdom, because they do. But I think that people often overlook us younger folks. And so everyone has their own unique experience. No one's story is the same. There's always something to learn from someone else.
Yep, exactly.
So before we started this, I was kind of looking up some inspiration.
Looking up some inspirational quotes.
Yeah. So I just decided to like Google like your story matters, and just went to Google Images, and there was just a whole bunch of like inspirational quote captions on a whole bunch of the pictures, and it was kind of cool to read through those. So I picked out a couple of my favorites, and one of those is, when you tell your story, you free yourself and give other people permission to acknowledge their own story.
Okay.
And I think that's so awesome.
I kind of see what it's saying. In my opinion, the way they said it is a little weird. It sounds like people don't have permission to validate their own experiences unless other people are sharing their experiences.
Well, I think in some ways that's true, because I think we have a hard time validating ourselves.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
And so when you're talking about like freeing yourself or giving your people permission, it's allowing, it's freeing yourself from yourself, right?
Okay.
And it's allowing other people, or showing other people, that it's okay to share their own story, and validate themselves. It's okay to brag, as long as you aren't like overly boastful.
Right. Confidence is key. Egotisticalism, or that's not a word probably, but it is now. Confidence is key. Egotisticalism is too much.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Even though I do struggle with being egotistical at times, even if I don't like outwardly show it,
I think we all do it.
Yeah.
It's a part of being human, is is being a little bit egotistical. And a lot of times confidence can be mistaken for an ego. But they're two completely different things.
Well, you know what they say about confidence, right?
What do they say about confidence, Jesse?
Confidence is not they will like me. Confidence is I'll be fine if they don't.
You know what? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, okay. That's a good way to put it. I never thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Because confidence is like, I don't care if people like me or not, but ego is everyone likes me. I'm the best, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I like that. Yeah. I like that. That's good. That's good. That kind of proves our point.
Yeah. I thought that was another interesting quote to talk about. So we talk about like freeing ourselves from ourselves, but why do we get trapped in that in the first place? Like, why do we believe that our story doesn't matter? What do you think?
Well, a part of it is the fear of being judged, the fear of like, oh, I don't matter to this person, so I must not matter to every person, so therefore I should just keep to myself, you know? That's one way that I personally don't believe that my story would matter. Just the fear of constantly being judged and don't want people to see what I've gone through or what I'm feeling, letting my emotions out there is a part of, it's a part of that.
Yeah. So another quote that I looked up was, it's easier to believe the inner voices of self-rejection than the truth.
That is very true.
Yeah. And the truth is you are important. Your story matters. You matter. But it's so easy to listen to your inner voice rather than what people say, what other people say.
Right. And no matter how small you think your story is, just think of like a puzzle or something, you know, like a puzzle, it has a million tiny little pieces that on their own aren't really much, but when they're all put together, they form something, so a piece of art, you know?
Yeah, every little piece matters, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And your own story matters more to you than it does to other people. Because your own story, what you've gone through and everything that you've experienced in your life has brought you to this moment in time, the decisions that you are making right now, the things that you are doing right now. Where you are right now wouldn't be possible if your story hadn't taken the path that it did. So your story matters to you more than anything.
Yeah, I really like that.
You know, I'm a smart guy sometimes. I have my moments.
You know, it's kind of interesting. For some reason, as we've been talking about this, I've just kind of had this image in my head of an idol of mine, someone who I really admire and respect. And as we've been talking about this, about being ashamed of your own story and like how your story matters, I had this image of this person I really respect in my mind, and I was wondering to myself, I wonder what they struggle with. I wonder what if they think this too, if they think that their story doesn't matter. And I don't know, it was kind of just a weird thought, like, Imagine someone who you really respect and admire, and like, you know, you think they're this perfect person who doesn't really struggle with anything, and like, this is someone that you have to like work on yourself to be like, right? But
right, yeah.
I mean, they struggle with things too.
Yeah, it's a part of being human is struggling.
Yeah, and it's not always the same thing that you struggle with, and so while you might admire this person and you really respect this person, they may or may not have the same struggles as you.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't have the same struggles, if they don't have the same things that you struggle with, and you're trying to be like them, I don't know. It's I don't think you can be like them. I mean, first of all, no one can be like anyone else.
Yeah.
Second of all, if you're trying to be like someone and they don't deal with the same things you do, I don't understand how you can ever become even similar to like them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, because everyone's lives are a little bit different and everyone deals with things differently. So if you and say your best friend were up against the same struggle, you both would probably end up taking different routes to overcome that or to get past it, you know, because no one's the same mm-hmm. person. No one's lives are the same. No matter how perfect someone else's life is, it's not as perfect as it looks. And everyone has struggles. It's a part of being human.
Yeah. Being human is interesting. That's for sure.
Very, very interesting. So do you ever feel ashamed of like your story and what, like the things that you have gone through in life? Do you ever feel ashamed of that?
I don't think I really feel ashamed about the things I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I don't feel ashamed of the things I have gone through. I really respect all the experiences I've had.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel ashamed sometimes that maybe my story isn't as bad as other people's.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't have the right to complain.
Right.
I don't have the right to feel bad.
Right.
Because you know, my Greg over there has just lost his dad, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it's, you know, his problems are worse than mine. So what am I complaining about?
Right. That's a part of it though. Like, so everyone's struggles are different.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said a little bit ago. So like, well, Greg may be over here, have lost his dad, and that affects him in this way. I'm sorry, Greg, imaginary person we just made up. I'm sorry for your loss. That's part of his story, and his story will affect how he goes in how he lives his life from this day forward. And in the same way, Kevin over here maybe got let go from work, got fired from work, and that's going to affect how he lives his life from this day forward. Whether Kevin's problem seems smaller than Greg's problem, everyone's issues affect them in some way, shape, or form. So it's interesting because, well, one person's issues may seem small compared to someone else's issues. Each issue affects different people in different ways. Does that make sense? I feel like I just rambled for like 5 minutes there, but even
it makes sense. Actually, me and John were kind of talking about this same thing
mm-hmm.
Just the other day, and he pulled a lyric from one of Childish Gambino's songs, and the lyric was, "We all struggle the same, just on different planes."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, even if you think your story doesn't matter, it does. It may not feel like it's as bad or whatever as someone else's, but it matters mm-hmm. all the same. You know, and the thing about a story is it's meant to be told. It's meant to be read. It's not something that's kept in the dark. And I think that's the big part here is tell your story.
Mm-hmm.
It matters, so tell it. Share it with people. Share your story. Share your experiences. Share the positivity. Share your lessons. Share your mistakes. Be open with people and don't be afraid of other people's judgment.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I guarantee that even though your idol, your role model, they may seem perfect and they may seem as if they don't really struggle with anything, but guess what? They can learn just as much from you as you can from them
mm-hmm.
because they struggle with things too.
Yeah. And if you're open with people about your story and what you've gone through, then that should bring some level of respect towards you. You know, people respect that you're being this open with them and letting them know how you're feeling, what got you to this point, you know?
Yeah, I like that. But hey, thank you guys for listening. This has been a wonderful episode. Thank you, Thomas, for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. Make sure to check us out on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Follow our social media. We love hearing from you guys. I want to know what you guys struggle with. We talk and we talk and we talk over here, and we share our struggles and we share our experiences, but I want to know what you guys struggle with.
We are running out of breath talking. Please, someone else talk.
I really honestly want to know what you guys struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, we could all learn from each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully you guys have learned something from this, but I want to learn something from you
guys.
Yeah,
absolutely. maybe something that you dealt with will help us learn something for our own personal lives or something for this podcast, yeah. You know? Yeah.
But yeah, so you can find us on Spotify or Google Podcasts. If you go to loveeverydaythepodcast.com, we have all of our podcasts there, as well as all of our social media there as well. Catch us tomorrow, 7 a.m., the same time every day. And as always, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Thomas. Thanks for joining us, guys.
And remember to always live your life with love and love your life every day. We'll catch you tomorrow. Peace out.